Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm the founder of a concept called Speakeasy Groups. Now, many people ask me, well, what is it? How does it work? What's it for? So I've done two separate audio recordings here, which give you 10 ways in which Speakeasy can help you. If you're a small business owner, if you're a sales development or business development person, or indeed if you're even a job seeker, all of those people are what I would term would-be influencers. Okay? So I'm going to split these two recordings up into communication skills and sales and marketing. So let's start off with communication. So number one, Speakeasy Groups will help you to have more impact in a broad sense, when you network. Now, remember that you fight very hard to get in front of decision makers, to have an opportunity to pitch your ideas, to put your proposition forward, to tell your story. So doesn't it make sense to spend a little bit of time making sure that you're effective when you get into those situations? So that's kind of a broad reason why Speakeasy can help you. More specifically, you're going to be able to have more impact and be more memorable when you deliver your so-called elevator pitch, you know, the 30 or 60 second overview, typically delivered in a round the table exercise, where you get across the essence of what you're about. And many people deliver a bland, factual, what I describe as a vanilla message or a vanilla pitch, which doesn't really do anybody a lot of good. So we'll help you develop something that's much more impactful. Thirdly, very often in networking events and indeed in business generally, you'll be asked to present in a more formal setting to an audience, maybe 5 or 10 minutes typically in a networking event, the so-called insight slot or a showcase opportunity. Now, this is a fantastic opportunity to win over your audience en masse. You know, rather than do them one-to-one, why not get them all to buy you and your message in one go? It's something that people often shy away from. They have a fear of presenting or public speaking, but we can help you overcome that and show how to convey your story, how to get your message across very powerfully that kind of slot, in that kind of situation, so that you seize those opportunities instead of shying away from them. Fourthly, you will become a better conversationalist. And obviously a lot of networking is simply done in the form of a conversation. But it's really helpful if you've got what I describe as a story vault. In other words, it's like a library of material that you can draw upon to, you know, to pull out of your mental locker at a moment's notice and weave it into a conversation in a very naturalistic way. And it's a wonderful skill to have, and it means that you've got depth. You've got things like case studies, personal experiences, media, articles, pieces of research that you can draw upon to add credibility to your proposition and make you more memorable and, frankly, more enjoyable to listen to. And then fifthly, we will help you to read and understand your audience better. A lot of Speakeasy revolves around understanding what your audience has perceived of what you've said as opposed to what you think you've said. And of course, over a period of weeks and months, you really get this. You begin to be much more aware of the audience that you're trying to influence. You get into their shoes. You're able to empathize with them much more. And as a communication skill, it's a wonderful trait to have, to be able to empathize and get into the shoes of the people you're trying to influence. So those are 5 to be getting on with. I'm going to add another 5 in a separate recording, but I hope you'll come and join us and find out more at Speakeasy Groups. It's speakeasygroups.com. The first session, which normally lasts maybe 2 to 2.5 hours, is free. So go onto the website, have a look at when and where we meet around the northwest of England, and we very much look forward to meeting you. Thanks very much.